And you're all set.
Okay. This is the workshop planning Cornish Planning Board workshop meeting, Monday, October 16th. The time is what?
6:33.
Okay, so attendance. Les is here, Eve is not, Nancy's here, Ryan's not, Adam's here, Bob's here, Angel's here. Did I get everybody's name right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's only been a year, so.
You meant Ryan was him.
It's only been a year, so you know, we'll get this figured out. Okay, so notice communication sent and received. Well, the Jamie Carr notice of violation did not go out. It's still at the lawyer, so we're going to get that off of there. That didn't happen. The Joe Perry, the Ossipee River Campground conditional use letter went out Monday, maybe, something like that, last week. So that's, as far as I know, that one's done. It's in the can. Anything that needs to be done will be permit related, and they'll be dealing with him. Should they need to expand it or something like that, well, then, yeah, maybe they'll come back. But right now, that's done. Okay, so let's review the minutes. Anybody got any changes? The minutes from the business meeting, October 2nd.
Did you see Eve's note?
Pardon me?
Did you see Eve's note?
I did. She had a couple of things. And Angel and I went over some things before the meeting got started. Mm-hmm. Anybody notice anything glaring, anything like that? Okay. We need to change the wording on old business, the historical properties guidelines implementation, so we can spend just a moment on that. I think I told you guys back on the second that I had talked with Sandy Howe, and they didn't want anything to do with making judgment calls on what's appropriate and what's not. I understand that completely. I made sure that Sandy knew that, no, we're not mad at her or anything like that, that we're not going to put anybody in that adversarial position. So I think I'd rather see it worded it that Les McMaster will call Sandy Howe, but it's not so much about suggesting different ways that a home is historical, but to try and elicit some support from her. I don't know how you're going to phrase this. So.
Okay.
Hello. How are you, Meredith?
I was struggling with that, okay. So I don't know if how anybody else has suggestions how to put that down in the minutes.
No. Okay.
Do we have to put a name specifically, or can we put a?
Well, no, we don't have to. We could certainly phrase it as the Planning Board contacted the Historical Society.
Yeah.
You know, and okay. Elevate it from that. Are there any copies of the agenda left?
Is that right here? Yeah.
No. Yeah, come on, join the party.
You might have a job by the end of the night.
Yeah, you're looking for work? Okay, so what we're talking about, I'm struggling with a way to get the community involved in helping us confirm or reconfirm those properties on Schedule A in the land use ordinance. What makes them historical, you know, why are they there, are the buildings still there? We need somebody to just grind through those things. And
a lot of that work's been done, you know that.
I do, I just don't know where it is.
The Historical Society, who would have that, Diane, on that committee?
I would think so.
Yeah, probably Diane Perkins has it.
Okay.
But
Did they go into any depth, or was it just identifying properties?
Just identifying.
Okay.
is a building still there? You know, you've got the lot,
yep.
And is a building still there? And a lot of the pictures were taken, and they can match up with either one of John Carr's books. So some of them you literally can match today's photo up with that, and you can
Small's see. House, for example, it looks identical.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But others, no.
I'm not even sure what kind of data we would need to collect at this point.
Wouldn't you have to identify the type of house that it was? If you're going to, say it's a Victorian, whatever, in order to say that's not the type of door or the type of whatever that should be in this house because it's a Victorian, should look like this. So you've got to identify, I would think, the style of the house in order to help somebody determine if they're going to do any exterior work, what would be appropriate. You know what I'm saying?
I do, but we have to make a clear distinction. It's not required. It's
no,
appropriate.
Appropriate, that's why you said
okay.
It.
Okay. How do we enlist people to get them to help us with that? Because I don't know about you guys, but I got lots to do without running through 100 properties. But
I don't know. I maybe the question should be, how many actual photos does Alice have? Alice Moser
mm-hmm.
took all the
mm-hmm.
photos. So how many photos does Alice have that match up with the buildings that are here at the end? And if you've got the picture, it might be possible to get someone, you know, from, I don't know, who would do that in Portland, or who could do that? Just identify the type
landmarks,
of
maybe?
Landmarks. How much would it cost for them to identify? How close to, you couldn't call it purity, but
there is a book. Am I allowed to say
it? Absolutely.
There is a
you
book
got Meredith on
that
the
has
list,
all the styles, and it should be here. Because,
it's over there somewhere.
Yeah. So some of them are very easily identified. And some that have been worked on, or some that are unique, such as the Oddfellows Hall, won't necessarily have a clear style, but it's clearly an old building with a Cornish history. And I think Jonathan Carr's book is a good base. It's not 100% accurate, as I understand it, but it probably has as much good information as anything else. And I think it was used a lot in that original.
Well, that might have a lot of the information that we would be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got the Historical Society has the books? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
is
they have both saying? John's books.
Okay.
They do.
Okay.
And either Diane Perkins or Alice may still have them all. I don't know. Alice took a huge.
The pictures themselves?
Yeah. I don't know if she went outside of Maine and Maple. But she did.
Well, that'll get the bulk of them to start with. Anyhow.
How many books are there?
Two. Yeah.
I know.
I think hers are all digital, too, so I think they could be easily transferred here if they're not
That's
here.
True. That would be good. Yeah, because we can put them on a thumb drive, and if anybody wanted to view them.
You know, we can scan the stuff or, we can digitize what's just pieces of paper, I guess is what I'm saying, so that at least we've got a permanent record of it.
Well, would it be, if you think landmarks would do it, would it be appropriate to just put out a feeler to landmarks and say, if the historical properties guidelines needed, what term would I want to use? Advice on the type of house, could they do it from a photo? Would they do it from a photo? Would they come out here?
I don't know. Amanda Sturrock Preservation Commission came here at one time, walked the historic district when we were doing the comprehensive plan, said they felt we could have not, I'm not talking about the zoning town historic district, but we could have an actual historic district recognized beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who did that, I think, are now gone, unfortunately. But they were impressed, and that's what caused Martha Nee to start doing her list of houses and the background on the families and the history of the houses. The Historical Society has a Martha Nee Fund. I don't know whether they would consider spending some money on furthering the research that she started or underwriting something else. Nancy would know more about that. I'm not on that board, but it's something to explore because I think Landmarks might say they'll send us the information, which is probably just what we pretty much already have. And it would still mean somebody here going through and matching various things.
What I'm thinking is if we could get a handful of citizens that have an interest in historical properties or historical architecture or any one of a number of those things, just to, you know, spend a little time on a Saturday just confirming mm-hmm. what we think we know. Mm-hmm. Like, our records say the house was built in 1780.
Right.
What can we find out? Can we confirm that? One of those kinds of things. But I want to try and get the public involved as much as I can in order to have more people involved in this thing. I mean, the charm of Cornish is a historical charm. How many people can we find that might be willing to spend an afternoon, you know, once a month or twice a month or something like that to research these things? It's going to take a while. We're not going to get this done by the end of the year, that's for sure.
No. No, that's
not. So I'm looking for any sort of recruitment ideas that anybody can come up with. Mm-hmm. Or incentive to participate in it. For example, you know, a plaque on the house, something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's been kicked around before. It's just, I don't know how it ever ended up.
Same place, everything else.
Probably.
It's hard to make a decision when you're not quite sure, you know, who's in charge and who's going to
yep. do what. Well, anything that would incent people to participate, I think, is a good thing. And short of cash, I can't think of a lot of ways to do that other than some sort of recognition.
Some people do not want a plaque on their house.
Understood.
For various reasons.
Yep.
The Historical Society offered to fund some at one point, and they got a certain amount down the road, and then I don't know what happened to it. It kind of petered out, but I wonder if the library and the Historical Society could sponsor several afternoons this winter.
Well, that's an interesting thought.
Well, wouldn't you need a guest speaker, an expert, or somebody?
Yes.
In my mind, I'm thinking of the Adult Ed group is very active. And they have an extensive email. I don't know how many people are on that list, well over 100, if not more. I don't know how many are actually Cornish citizens, but...
Well, I'm not sure I would restrict it. If you wanted to come from Parsonsville, come on over.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I'm just picking on Victorian. If it's a Victorian here, it is there too.
Yeah, so pretty much.
But... So maybe that is something to take back to the Historical Society and say, how about we try to find someone who would be willing to come out. And like the presentation we had the other night. Yesterday.
Same kind of thing.
And that one cost us nothing because they operate under grants, so that's a good thing. If we could find it, would you have any names of all the people who might?
I don't, but it seems to me that with a few questions we might be able to find out some information. I just looked through Maine Historical Society's annual report and realized that I know practically no one there, and I used to know everybody there, so it would take a little digging to see, but I think Minister of Preservation Commission is one very good source to see, and the other would be Landmarks. They are primarily Portland-based, however, so Minister of Preservation might be the first place to say, is there someone who could come and give us an introduction to how to do this? And we're planning, to have a series of winter gatherings and try to identify the houses listed in the comprehensive plan and why they are important. And, we'll have to decide, or the town will have to decide, whether they should stay on the list or whether there are other additions that should be made.
Well, Linda Carr used to teach courses for Landmark. Linda Griffin, I'm sorry. You know her, Linda Griffin.
Is she here in Cornish now?
They're living here? Up on the hill. Yeah.
Because she is pretty knowledgeable.
She is, and she's got a few health issues. But do you want me to talk to Linda?
Yes.
And get back to you.
Sure,
and,
that would be fine.
Then, I'm telling you, if there's any way we can access that list of people that they send all their emails to from the adult ed, it goes on forever.
Well, when you get those adult ed flyers in the mail, there's always a half a dozen historic property tours in there. Maybe just contacting whoever it is that's running the tour.
I can ask Renee Payer.
She runs the adult ed, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so.
Is Cynthia involved with that?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
She's trying. She's trying to get out. She's not successful, but I think she is. She's not doing the testing anymore. So, but let me see what I can find out, and I will send the information to you, and then you can do whatever you will with it.
So you're going to contact Linda Payer or?
And Renee and see what either one of them know about the identification of houses. That's what we're looking at, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And if we could, we could find someone who would come out and do a workshop like that for that work.
Or just an overview to get the thing rolling.
Well, if you look at the book that's maybe over there, mm-hmm. It's pretty clear. It's a judgment call when properties have been changed a lot. But the basic houses, are they federal style? Are they colonial? Are they Victorian? That much is pretty clear. But that's not the only standard. There would be, are there people who lived in that house who, there are other things that would make it important to have that place on the list.
Yeah, at several different levels, at a local level, and then who's famous that maybe owned the property, and at a national level, do they have any?
We do have some of those.
Yeah. So.
All right.
If you would do that, I would appreciate it, Nancy.
Yeah, hopefully I can get to within a week.
We're not even going to bug you for 2 weeks. So, look at all the time you've got.
Yeah, but you all know where I live.
Yeah, we've all got your number. So. Okay. give some thought to how can we get people to get interested in this? All right. Anybody got anything else to add to that conversation? Okay. Well, my note's not completed. The John Carr books, you think those are at the Historical Society? Okay.
You know, maybe if we do have a couple of speakers
volume,
come in.
They call them volume one and volume two.
Okay.
Maybe if we do have a couple of those speakers come in, that will get people interested
well,
and want to get involved.
It's a reasonable start, you know.
You know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Do I have any other thoughts on that? Yeah. Some sort of a call or announcement for public participation was where I was headed. You could have local history knowledge, architectural interest, historical property interest, any of those kinds of things. Even if you are just curious about what it's all about, you'd be more than welcome to participate.
What about the man who owns the Cornish Inn? I don't know him, but I understand that he has an interest in historic property.
Yes. Yes.
So he might be a good person to get involved.
I didn't know.
I don't know his name. It's the man who owns the Cornish Inn.
Sander.
Yeah.
Oh,
Xander.
Berkeley?
Berkeley, yeah.
Yeah.
Alexander Berkeley. Yeah.
Yes, he would be a good one for personal contact because he's right in the middle of the thing and mm-hmm. Might have to buy him a coffee.
And he might be interested in having something at the inn. You know, if you kept going with this and decided to have some sort of kickoff event, he might mm-hmm. host a muffin and coffee something at the inn and invite people to come. And food gets people out.
Yes, it does. That's an effective incentive. Absolutely. I don't have anything else at this point to add to the conversation. Anybody got anything? Okay. All right. So you're going to talk with Linda and Renee or try and get mm-hmm. a hold of them. Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can't get a hold of Xander and see if he would have any interest in that.
And I'll see if Lynn knows anyone in Portland.
Excellent.
She did have contacts.
Sure. And we would be looking for somebody that's capable of giving us an overview of historic properties and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where do you guys live? Stillwater? In that area?
Yeah, it was just 3 or 4 houses from the Tate House.
Oh, okay.
The Thicket House. I thought the plaques were awesome.
Well, that's because you want a plaque. So some people might not
well,
want the.
I don't know. It's just we lived in the Thicket House, and we were in Savannah, Georgia, walking around, and there was a plaque. First steamship built to cross the Atlantic, and it was built by Samuel Thicket. We're like.
Wait a minute.
That is cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So, I don't know, it was just cool. And we spend a lot of time in Williamsburg, Virginia. I mean, I guess that we like history, so I'm going to talk to her about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Summer,
she would be a good resource. She has lots of background in this.
So.
See if she wants to give a little workshop or something like that.
Do you remember the tours that the Historical Society did, where they went all around the historic?
Yes.
And
Phil Small did that.
Steve, who was married to Kay, lived out on Route 5.
Blake. Kay Blake, Steve Blake.
Blake.
Yeah.
Wrote a whole scenario of the history of all the buildings in each house.
Really?
So when you, as you were going through the village, he did some of the tours himself, but I think others as well would say, okay, this is the house that it was built in, this and so-and-so lived here, or it's this is a Victorian style, or whatever it was. Concise, but the kind of thing that would make you understand why it was on this tour and why it was part of historic character of Cornish. And that, they were written at some point, those little descriptions. So they've got to be somewhere.
I wonder if Kay still has it.
Davey?
Well, that's Eve's father she's talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But
really?
That also, a tour like that, again, might perk up some interest.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not in the middle of the winter, but...
Well, yeah, outdoor tours are... There's better times for those. Okay. Okay. And what was his name, Bob Blake?
Well, Steve Blake died.
Steve Blake died, okay.
His wife used to be here in the office.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
she might still have the stuff. Is
she
that?
She might, but the Historical Society should have it somewhere.
Yeah, Eve might know where it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's several areas that we can pursue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Excellent. All right. I got nothing else on this for the time being. Anybody? Okay. The only other thing that we have left to discuss is land use ordinance corrections. Send them to me if you got them. Every time you run across one, send me an email. Simple as that, and we'll get this thing, at least some of the typos out of it for the spring meeting. All right, I got nothing else. Devin Libby, his deal is still at the lawyer. The road maintenance agreement is Sturgeon, blah, blah, blah. It's still at the lawyer. We haven't heard back from those guys yet. So there's nothing to do there. Okay. Anybody got anything else?
Thank you for putting the agenda on the...
Well, it's going to get better, but as an initial, let's move something forward. At least we can get at it now. We'll make it look prettier.
Yeah, the voice recordings are on there too.
Well, as long as it's got the basics.
Yeah, it's got the voice recording, so you can hear the whole thing.
Yeah, you can hear all the conversation as well as the written notes and that kind of stuff. So.
Plus the minutes. So.
And we're current through September. Is that correct?
We are.
Okay.
They've all been going up.
Okay.
Even October's on there.
Yeah, that was the business meeting.
Correct.
Did we talk about putting the workshop agendas out there as well?
The workshop recordings are on there. And
no
the
minutes.
No, because
it's okay, but I want to make sure that on the homepage we get
the agendas.
The agenda's out there as well.
Right, the agendas are on there, and according to MMA, we don't have to do workshop minutes. Correct. But the voice recording is on there if they want to listen to the workshop.
Yep, yep. Okay. But that's in the archive section. Like we're doing with the new business meeting agenda on the homepage, I want to put a workshop agenda out there too.
It's there. I'm not sure what you're visualizing, but it is there.
I'm visualizing
just a, like right up there and just not like a link. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Work in progress.
Yeah. and the first time I went out there, I clicked on the business, but I didn't see anything happening. And now I see that there's a download button next to it. Mm. It downloaded, and I found the four copies that I didn't realize had downloaded. But, I'd rather see the page out there than a link to something.
Okay. That might not happen till March because she's got some stuff she has to move around and put new up.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
She's got to do that with the web designer. So
as long as we're moving forward on that thing, that,
right,
that would be
once
good.
We get the initial done, then we'll be all set.
Okay. That's it. I got nothing else. Anything anybody needs to talk about, vent about, ask questions about? I'd entertain a motion to end the meeting then.
Second it.
No, you gotta move. Gotta move first. One of you move, so the other one second. Come on.
Second it.
There you go.
So moved.
There you go. Any discussion? All those in favor? Boink. Thank you very much. Time is 7:05.